Narration 4. Apara Ekadashi. Sri Yudhishthir Maharaj said, O Janardan, what is the name of the Ekadashi that occurs during the dark fortnight of the month of Jyeshtha? That is, during the Krishna Paksha of the month between May or June. I wish to hear from you the glories of the sacred day of Hari. Please narrate everything to me. Lord Sri Krishna said, O King, your inquiry is wonderful because the answer will benefit the whole human society. This Ekadashi is so sublime and meritorious that even the greatest sins can be erased by its purity. O great saintly King, the name of this unlimitedly meritorious Ekadashi is Apara Ekadashi. Whoever fasts on this holy day becomes famous all over the universe. Even such sins as killing a Brahman, a cow, or an embryo, blasphemy, or having sex with another man's wife are completely eradicated by observing Apara Ekadashi. O King, people who bear false witness are most sinful. A person who falsely or sarcastically glorifies another, one who cheats while weighing something on a scale, one who fails to execute the duties of his varna or ashram. For example, an unqualified man posing as a Brahmin, or a person reciting the Vedas wrongly, one who invents his own scriptures, one who cheats others, one who is a charlatan astrologer, a cheating accountant, or a false Ayurvedic doctor. All these are surely as bad as persons who bears false witness, and they are all destined for hellish punishments. But by simply observing Apara Ekadashi, all such sinners become completely free of their sinful reactions. Warriors who fall from their Kshatriya Dharma and flee the battlefield go to a ferocious hell. But O Yudhishthir, even such a fallen Kshatriya, if he observes fasting on the Apara Ekadashi, is freed of that great sinful reaction and goes to heaven. That disciple is the greatest sinner who, after receiving a proper spiritual education from his spiritual master, turns around and blasphemes him. Such a so-called disciple suffers unlimitedly. But even he, rascal though he may be, if he simply observes Apara Ekadashi, can attain to the spiritual world. Listen, O King, as I describe to you further glories of this amazing Ekadashi. The merit attained by one who performs all of the following acts of piety is equal to the merit achieved by one who observes Apara Ekadashi, bathing 3 times daily in Pushkar Kshetra during Kartik, October, November, bathing at Prayag in the month of Magh, that is January and February, when the sun is in the zodiac of Capricorn, rendering service to Lord Shiva at Varanasi, that is Banaras, during Shivratri, offering oblations to one's forefathers at Gaya, bathing in the sacred Gautami River when Jupiter transits Leo, that is Simha Rashi, having darshans of Lord Shiva at Kedarnath, seeing Lord Badrinath when the sun transits the sign of Aquarius during Kumbha, and bathing at the time of a solar eclipse at Kurukshetra, and giving cows, elephants, and gold there in charity. All the merits one gets from performing these pious acts is gained by a person who observes Apara Ekadashi fast. Also, the merit attained by one who donates a pregnant cow along with gold and fertile land is attained by one who fasts on this day. In other words, Apara Ekadashi is an axe that cuts down the fully matured forest full of trees of sinful deeds. It is a forest fire that burns out the sins as if they were kindling firewood. It is the blazing sun before one's dark misdeeds, and it is a lion stalking the meek deer of impiety. Therefore, O Yudhishthir, whoever truly fears his past and present sins must observe Apara Ekadashi very strictly. One who does not observe this fast must be born again in this material world, like one bumble among millions in a huge body of water, or like a small ant among all other species. Therefore, one must faithfully observe the sacred Apara Ekadashi and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Trivikrama. One who does so is freed of all his sins and promoted to the abode of Lord Vishnu. O Bharat, for the benefit of all humanity, I have thus described to you the importance of the holy Apara Ekadashi. Anyone who hears or reads this description is certainly freed from all kinds of sins, O best of saintly kings, Yudhishthir. Thus ends the narration of the glories of Jyesh Krishna Ekadashi, or Apara Ekadashi, from the Brahmand Purana. Now, there are a couple of notes which we would request the listeners to capture once again. Number one is regarding the Pushkar Kshetra, that's located in the western India, in Rajasthan, near Ajmer. That's the only place on earth where a bona fide temple of Lord Brahma is to be found. Note number two, the Vedas declare, Nara Budbudasama. The human form of life is like a bubble in water. In water, many bubbles form and then suddenly burst a few seconds later. Thus, if a person does not utilize this rare human body to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, his life has no more value or permanence than a bubble in water. Therefore, as the Lord herein recommends, we should serve him by fasting on Hari Vasara or Ekadashi. In this regard, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada writes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 1.4, in the purport, the great ocean of material nature is tossing with the waves of time, and the so-called living condition are something like foaming bubbles, which appear before us as bodily self, wife, children, society, countrymen, etc. Due to a lack of knowledge of self, we become victimized by the force of ignorance and thus spoil the valuable energy of human life in a vain search after permanent living conditions, which are impossible in this material world. Thus ends the narration along with notes of the sacred fast of Ekadashi, known as Apara Ekadashi. Hare Krishna.